presbytery, if you will. And Wally happens to be just assigned to me. I don't know if you had mentioned that last week. So I'll be working with him, and I'm very thankful to the Lord. He's a great pastor, great guy, and I'm really happy about that. But that being said, yes, I did, Dick, I did come back last night, in fact, from Jacksonville. It's about a 3.5-4 hour drive, depending on traffic and depending on which way you go. There are three ways to get there. How many of you, and I know I'm not supposed to do this in church. If I have it, see, I was so good about putting it away. Where did I? Oh, here it is. How many of you have one of these and use a GPS on it? A MapQuest, right? A MapQuest or a Google Maps, or maybe you have a GPS, which, by the way, I have to say, a couple years ago, about going back 10, 12 years ago, when the GPS became the big thing, either you have one on your phone or you get one and you put it in your car, or your car already comes with one, right? It already comes with GPS. I remember my father-in-law said to me about 10, 12 years ago, he goes, "I'm thinking about getting a GPS." I said, "That's fantastic." I said, "I have one on my phone. I've had one on my phone for a couple of years." He says, "So, by the way," he's a scientist guy. He's a very straight-laced type of guy. He asked me, "What is a GPS?" And I said, "You know, I've been using a GPS for a couple of years, and I've never had to say, what's the definition?" I said, "I can't believe it. I've been telling people, oh, get a GPS. It's fantastic. Get a GPS. Get one on your phone. Get MapQuest. It's a GPS." Oh, a global what? See? You know? See? You know, right? A global positioning system. Wow, that's pretty heavy. A global positioning system. Well, I use this all the time, a global positioning system. In fact, this morning, what was the first thing? I look at my wife out here. We said, we're going to church this morning, and we're not. We've been there once, but we get in the car, and what's the first thing we do? Open up the... Well, where do you remember where it was last week or several weeks ago when we came? I can't remember. I know it's down there by the pizza place. We go by there. We're a visual, right? It's more around here. It's visual. Maybe that's why Jesus said we'll talk in parables, because people don't see and don't hear, right? So we'll talk in parables. So I said, yeah. So she got out the phone, and we, thank goodness, we found the church and got here on time. Or otherwise, I don't think Wally would be working with me anymore. So yes, it's a GPS is very important. But I come to you today with a little bit of a different take on GPS. And you may have seen it in the bulletin. And I call it the God's powerful spirit. And like this, I carry it with me all the time. It's very important, and I'll tell you why it's very important. As I said, I returned back last night, a little weary, and taking seminary can be a little bit weary. Not just the trip, but the work, the balance of school and life, and all the things that go on. And I'm sure many of you are in that same predicament, no matter what you're doing. Well, thankfully, I made it home safe last night, and everything is fine. But as I say, nothing ever turns out as easy as we think. It's hard to decide what road to take sometimes in decisions, whether it be something that you're faced with in health. Maybe you have a son or a granddaughter or a daughter or what have you that is making decisions about college. Maybe they have four or five different colleges they have to go to, and it's hard to understand which decision to make, right, when you're that age or when you're parents. Or there's ideas about retirement. Should I retire now or should I retire later? I'm concerned about what? About the financial needs of the future and what it holds. And these decisions can be very onerous sometimes to us. We need some type of direction, some type of help. There's a great philosopher, one of the greatest philosophers of all time. You may have heard of him. He ranks up there with Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. His name is Yogi Berra. For those of you who play baseball like my son, we know Yogi Berra. It goes back to my day, before my day, but a great hero of mine. And he had a great word, great wisdom. Right? When you come to a fork in the road, what do you do? Take it. Well, things are not always that easy. Things are not always that complicated. And so the truth is sometimes things are not easy, and sometimes we need help to navigate. Whatever the problem, whatever the issue is, it's hard to make those decisions. And sometimes when we make those decisions, it's hard to admit that maybe what? We made some wrong decisions. We make a lot of right decisions, but sometimes it's difficult to understand that maybe we've made some wrong decisions. But let me assure you of something today, and this is something I believe truly with my heart. God has a locator on each and every one of us. God's what? Powerful Spirit. Locator on each and every one of us. You're never lost. You're never worried about once you go down a road whether you'll come back. Because remember, your situation is not your final destination. God will get you where you need to go. He'll get you where you need to be. But there's a little thing just like this right here. This morning, what did we have to do? We had to ask for help. We had to type it in to figure out where we're going. And so I would say to you, ask for help in times of need. Now, I know a lot of you do, and that's good. You know, about a month and a half ago, my family and I took a journey. Now, it's not going to be a story of a big religious, spiritual journey I'm going to tell you about. It's something we had planned for months, a true vacation. We took, now get this, we took a ride from Sarasota all the way up to New York. We visited 18 cities in 3 weeks. The five of us. You know who the five? My wife's going to say, what? There was four of us. There's five of us. My wife, my son, my daughter, and Siri. You know who Siri is, right? Well, she was with us too. And she helped us. You know, my wife was the co-pilot. And I sat in the car. And you know how it is. You're driving and we're talking and we're singing and we're having a good time. And we're playing games and all of a sudden, oh, we missed the exit. And I'll look at my wife and well, that's a whole other sermon. I'm not going to get in that. We missed the exit. I couldn't hear Siri. What did she say? I couldn't hear her. So we go another 2 miles, come back, turn around, make our way back, and get back on track. Sometimes the fact remains that we don't hear when God is speaking to us. Isn't that true? We don't hear when he has something for us to say, or for something for him to say to us. You have to listen very carefully. It's hard. It's not easy. Because he does speak clearly to us, and we can't always hear him. But the thing I have found, and something that I'm thinking about a lot, is that because we don't always hear him, we either concentrate on things like where we've been, right? What we've done wrong. We think about things in the past. We bring them back into our current or present future. That's not something we need to do. Leave it in God's hands. Concentrate on today and the future. This will only take you where you want to go, not where you've been, as God will take you where you want to go. You just have to listen. You have to focus. Because God's GPS, God's powerful Spirit is with you. Don't live in negativity. Don't live in your mistakes. It's possible. We make mistakes, but we have to move forward. I call it also a divine direction, right? It's the divine direction that we need to take. That helps us with what? Our heart and mind. Listen to Proverbs 3. A good man is led by the honesty of his heart. And that's so true. A good man is led by the honesty of his heart. We need to get honest with ourselves sometimes. We need to know that maybe we're not in the right situation, maybe we're not making the right decisions, but I've got to lean on my GPS, God's powerful Spirit. He'll show me what I can do. He'll show me the way. Own up to it. Do it. Move forward. In our bulletin today, I chose Luke 15, 31, 32. Now, oh, thank you. Here it is, right up there. And this is not generally used in this context because, but I wanted to try to stretch a little bit here and talk a little bit about this. This is, of course, just a little background. This, of course, as you're well familiar with, is the third part of a third parable that Jesus told. This is the prodigal son. This is the last verse of that scripture. If, for those of you who, just to remind you, this is the story, of course, of a father and two sons, an older son and a younger son, right? Who the younger son asked his father for his inheritance now while he was alive. And you remember, right? What did he do? He took it out and squandered it. The prodigal son, the wasteful son. Now I'm going to make this, of course, this is a very PG audience, so I'm not going to tell you all the things he did. But it was bad. And he wasted and flaunted his inheritance. Now, the key here is that there's a whole story about forgiveness, but the real key here is I'm imagining myself as that son when he lost everything once he took it, and there was, as they say, a famine, and a famine hit the lands, and he lost everything, and he found himself having to, what, find a job. And in those days, he had to work in a field with swine, as they say in the Bible, with pigs, just to survive. And that would have been, if you were in those days, part of the Jewish culture, one of the lowest parts to work is with swine. Obviously against your religion. So imagine him standing in that field saying, I got to get out of this. Because I don't know about how many of you, but if you found yourself in a field like that, I'm sure at a certain point you're going to say, I got to get out of this. So he had to do what? He had to eat his pride and figure out how to get back home. And tell his dad, tell his father, that he had wasted his inheritance. Well, what was, of course, we all know, he returned home, and what happened? His father took him in grace and said, welcome home. You were lost, and now you are found. Of course, there's the whole story of the older brother not understanding this and being upset because he had done the right thing. But nonetheless, the point to be made today is that this young brother, young man, took that wrong direction and came back and took what it was needed to come back to the Father. And of course, we know parables, what that means. So, he surrendered what? His heart to God. Must have been very difficult. Very difficult for us to do that sometimes. Taking a journey back is always difficult. Loss of pride, self-worth, humbling, isn't it? But you know, again, God, what? Relocated him. Just like Siri says, right? Relocating. Time to go back. So he went from the fields of swine to the grace of the Father. God is calculating it all the time. He has seen every place you go and every place you're going to go. He has already updated, as we sit here today, your GPS. And All you got to do is what? Call on him. Bible says, don't lean on your own understanding, but in all acknowledge him. Don't get stuck in the, what? If only I had done. If only I had done this, that, or the other thing. If only I had taken a different path. No, use the GPS, God's powerful spirit. God also says, I lead you by the integrity of your heart. You can't be cheating on yourself, can you? You need to understand that cheating on other people or God is not going to get you back. You need to go where God expects you to go. But if you're unsure, and there are times as we've talked about, just ask him. Take time for yourself, whether it be private, whether it be here, whether it be in the comfort of your own home, sitting in a car with your GPS and Siri when you're lost. Take that time. Reach out to him. I'm sure many of you do. I'm sure all of you do at some point of another or another. Because in the end, God is what? Relocating you always. He's changing direction. He's recalculating. He's always showing you the way. And there's a direction that always happens, right? That direction is always faced back home. My friends, the divine direction is yours today and always. It's always with you. I never leave home without my GPS. And I know you don't as well. Amen. Now, I believe we are going to have Dick, as I was commanded.